This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Polls are opening in Georgia, where it's election day. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Voters return to the polls in Georgia's Senate runoff. Raphael Warnock is the first black senator from Georgia. Either he or Republican challenger Herschel Walker will have the distinction of winning a full six-year term. Warnock led Walker by about 37,000 votes out of almost 4 million cast in November's general election. I'm Ed Donahue.
Drone attack. That's what the governor of Russia's Kursk region says caused a fire at an airport this morning. This is an area that borders Ukraine. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
The fire occurs the day after Moscow blamed Kyiv for drone strikes on two air bases deep into Russia and launched another wave of missile strikes on Ukrainian territory. The region's governor says as a result of a drone attack, an oil reservoir near the airport has caught on fire and all emergency services are working on the spot. Ukrainian officials have not formally confirmed carrying out the hit.
Why? They still don't know who shot up two power substations in Moore County, North Carolina. Power's been out for days for thousands of residents who may have to wait days more to get it back. Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks says they're working hard to try to get the heat and the lights back on.
Understand, though, that it's not as simple as changing a light bulb, as it were. Some of this equipment does take, a significant amount of work, a significant amount of process that goes through putting into place safely, getting it in service. But we are working in parallel on many paths to make sure there is nothing that delays this return.
He was heard there on WTVD-TV in North Carolina. Cheers star Kirstie Alley has died. She was 71. Her children say it was cancer. A Memphis, Tennessee police officer has been shot and critically wounded. A suspect killed last night. No details. This is AP News. The Colorado gay nightclub shooting suspect goes to court today. The AP's Donna Warder.
The person accused of killing 5 and wounding 17 at a Colorado gay nightclub is expected to return to court today. Anderson Lee Aldrich is expected to learn what charges prosecutors will pursue in the November 19th attack at Club Q in Colorado Springs. Investigators say Aldrich entered the nightclub just before midnight, clad in body armor, and opened fire with an AR-15-style rifle. Investigators say the killing stopped after patrons wrestled Aldrich to the ground, beating the suspect into submission. According to defense court filings, Aldrich is non-binary and uses the pronouns they and them. Aldrich faces possible hate crime counts in addition to murder charges. I'm Donna Warder.
The Dow dropped 482 points yesterday. The S&P fell 72. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.